The Revelation of the Book Revelation, Part 36. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheys of the First Assembly of Jehovah's South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the Book of Revelation, which is a A4 thick, nearly 800 pages book, or even have a question or wants to know something, please contact us at my WhatsApp number 0722-367124. That's a +27 international code, of course. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in the study. You are very, very, very welcome. But you need to go to part one and start from part one because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Also, our TikTok messages, which is very important. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people. And I'm saying this over and over and over again, and still there is people that comes and says that we belong to a church denomination. How stupid can you be? We do not associate ourselves with the following people. Any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witness or the Seventh-day Adventists. We do not belong to any church denomination organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, which was translated in 1860, called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. The best English-Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on. You won't find it in any bookshop in the world. I have a couple of copies available. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off last week. If you have the book, the handbook 4.4, these beasts were devised, were different from one to another. And four great, we read in verse 3, says, and four great beasts came up from the sea. Now, people, the verses, one greater beast than the other. Now, Daniel is directing us about this four beasts that comes from the sea. Four different beasts. We shall have to study these four beasts because they will play a major role at the end of times. They will play a major role at the end of times. The second important part in the scripture is the fact that these four beasts comes from the sea. Immediately as a reader you know that the sea in the scripture is not water but figurative speech for people, nations, and tongues, and creeds. The verses one beast from another, Daniel is making an understand how different the four beasts will be. They will be totally, totally different from each other. Studying the word of Yahweh, our Elohim, with open eyes, you shall find now how the revelation word of Yahweh, Elohim, just unfolds in your life. Why? Because you are about to read the word of Yahweh with open eyes. It's different to read Bible when you have glasses or binoculars on, which is formed by church theology and dogma and traditions. And it's a different thing to read the Bible without any previous made-up theology ideas. Just read it as it stands. When we discuss these four beasts, we will find that Daniel describes them as four periods and four kings that will rule the earth. These periods does not mean 4 years, but four different lifetimes of different periods of kings, rulers, and governments. We will continue to read. As we read, I will explain it verse by verse. We'll find, as we study the verses, that during the lifetime of different kings, presidents, or governments, because in Daniel's time it was kings, in our times it's presidents and governments, certain war equipment will be developed. What? War equipment. Even in the 21st century or beyond, war equipment that shall change the destiny of man on this earth forever. Man has become so intelligent that he will wipe himself from the face of the earth eventually. According to the book of Revelation, certain war equipment, feels like I've got something in my throat. According to the book of Revelation, certain war equipment will be used in the battle of Armageddon, when the earth will be destroyed by fire and brimstone. This is what the Bible says. This equipment, look at my fingers, or beast, will be part thereof. Daniel described this war equipment in his terminology. Now, Daniel didn't know much about different war equipment. Daniel described this war equipment in his own terminology as terrible, fearsome animals or beasts, because he did not know of any better. While explaining the false beast, I will show you my own interpretation in the book, and then the interpretation according to the world history books, which is the second key. Remember what we said, the title of the handbook that you are using is the two keys to the book of Revelation. The book Revelation is a safe. Inside the safe is a treasure. There's two keys to open the door of the safe. The one book is the book Daniel, and the second key is the history books that we need to open to understand what is written in the Bible. From now on, you will have to pay attention to the figurative speech in these following scriptures. This is one of the biggest problems that they ever had for more than 600 years. Who I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Protestant and Charismatic Church world, and even the Catholics. Even they, for more than 2,000 years, they couldn't interpret the figurative speech. The first beast looks like a lion. Now you must listen very carefully. Now, just before I continue, I just want to say it remains your right to either accept or reject whatever I'm going to say when I say it's my interpretation. But listen to it and listen to all four beasts before you make a decision. Or maybe on the end of it you will say, now, why haven't the church world in 600 years, more than 600 years, knew anything about these things that the professor knows about? You know why? Because the Bible says, Yahweh our Elohim says that he reveals himself unto whom he will. 4.5, the first beast looked like a lion. Now, this is my interpretation. Verse 4. The first beast was like a lion and had eagle wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet of a man, and a man's heart was given to it. I want to ask a question. See, let's read it again. Let's just read it again. Listen to it. The first was like a lion. It doesn't say it is as a lion. It's like a lion. And it had eagle wings, and beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, And he was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. After reading it twice now, can you explain to me what is this? Can you explain to me? Can I explain? Daniel lived more than 570 BY before Yahushua, having a night vision of different war equipment in the 21st century and beyond. Might even go further than the 21st century, I don't know. We're waiting for the final covenant to be signed. It hasn't happened up till now. So Apostle Paul actually says, we mustn't worry about tomorrow. Let's live for today. So let's concentrate on today. Alright, so Daniel, in his night vision, saw what? He saw the development of war equipment that will destroy the earth in the battle of Armageddon. But he did not know how to spell the word atomic missile launcher. He didn't know what it means. And today that's a common word for young children, especially with the internet information today. The first was like a lion. Daniel saw a huge lion. What does a lion consist of? It has a huge head, long teeth, a huge body, massive claws, and a long tail. Now, we know animals very well in Africa. We grew up not with them in the town. You know, there's some people overseas that think that the elephants and lions are still walking in town. No, we saw them in zoos and in the circus and different places, and Kruger National Park and different places where people come for holidays. So he has a certain way that a lion looks. Dan explained that he saw a lion. But this is not ordinary lion in his vision. Why not? Because the way he described the rest of the lion does not really make sense. Doesn't seem right. Let us study the rest of the lion in Daniel's vision. This lion, a massive lion, big head, teeth, claws, a body and a tail, had eagle wings. Have you ever in your life seen a lion with eagle wings? No, never. Can you explain this? I don't think you would. See, I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. Suddenly it seems like the lion lost his wings. First it has two wings, now the wings is gone. D. And it was lifted off the earth. It was lifted up from the earth. So the lion could fly. Now this lion suddenly becomes airborne because it was lifted from the earth. I trust that you do understand this vision. Now it continues. E. And made stand upon the feet as a man. So it has 2 feet. How many feet does a man have? 2. What? A lion having wings like an eagle, a big lion, big wings I have, taking off and flies in the sky. Now the lion is made to stand on 2 feet like a man. This makes my head spin. Do you agree? Certainly. It's no ordinary vision. F. And a man's heart was given to the lion. Now we notice that this lion also had the heart of a man. Are you confused? I reckon you will be. Well, most of our Protestant and Charismatic churches have for more than 600 years never been able to interpret the figurative speech in the scripture. Never. 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 Is this possible in any way? Is it possible in any way? You know the answer to this first part of Daniel's vision? Let me explain. And you can judge my interpretation. What Daniel saw was a lion, and it was huge. All lions have massive power and do not know any fear. Whether it's an elephant, whether it's a giraffe, whether he will go for, if he's hungry, he will go for it. This lion in Daniel's vision, like any lion he knew, was able to kill. But this lion also had wings like an eagle. Can you imagine a big strong lion which is used in hunting to kill its prey on the ground, and now it has wings as an eagle that enable it to fly? Makes it terrible. Makes it mobile. When we look at our present day fighter aircrafts, fighter aircrafts, you will find that these aircrafts fit the full description of Daniel's first beast, the lion. Let me explain. See, today's fighter aircrafts are equipped with different advanced technologies which fits Daniel's lion in his vision. Let me explain this lion in Daniel's vision. Firstly, we find a lion has a very strong body. These fighter aircraft are built in the same way, stealth, to enable them to stand massive G-forces. The head of the lion is in the front part of the lion's body. Its power is hidden in different parts in his head. The lion, the best ammo for a lion is his head, is his jaws, is his teeth. When we look at these fighter aircraft, we find that the main components are structured in the front part of the aeroplane or aircraft, which is, we call its head, which is better called the pilot's cockpit. So where does the pilot sit? He's got all the instruments. He's in front of the aircraft. In the head of the lion, we find its teeth, which is used to kill its prey. When we look in our present-day fighter aircraft, we find that the front of the aircraft, like the lion, it has machine guns. It's fitted with missiles on the sides, which is capable of destroying properties and killing people, just as a lion would. In Daniel's vision, we notice how the lion received two wings like an eagle. All modern aircraft today has two wings like an eagle. Hallelujah! Can you see it? Underneath these wings are different missiles, which can cause death and destruction. We notice in the vision of Daniel that the wings were plucked out. What does it mean? This means that some of our modern day fighting aircraft are conveyed on an aircraft missile carrier. This is a big ship. When these fighter jets are stored underneath the upper decks of the ship or aircraft carrier, listen to it, the wings of the jet falls inwards to create more space. Actually, it falls over. The wings of this jet falls upwards or over to create more space in the storage facility underneath the flight deck. In Daniel's vision, we notice how this lion, this fighter jet, was put down on 2 feet like a man. These are the wheels which the jet must land on. And it also needs the wheels like a man to take off. At least, we notice that this lion has, now we notice that this lion has the heart of a man. Can you say what is it? Heart of a man? No. This is your pilot that sits in the cockpit of this fighter jet. This is the lion with the wings, with an ammo, with everything. And in it is the heart of a man. A pilot that is flying that jet. After that, we studied the figurative speech in the scripture. We suddenly have a different view of what we were told by our different churches and preachers all over for more than 600 years. throughout the different ages, these four beasts were preached and taught to be four different empires or kings. We shall rule the earth. This is what, when I was in Bible College, I finished that in 1979. We finished a three-year diploma in theology. We were told that these were kings, different kings, that will flow from King Nebuchadnezzar. Throughout the different ages, four different beasts were preached and taught to be four different empires or kings who shall rule the world. I'm also going to explain to you in a different way. After compiling the study, you can decide which of the relevant in this 21st century and which is not. The decisions remain your decision. Alright. The first beast looked like a lion. 4.6. The history book interpretation. Now this is what the history book says it is. We will now study the Babylon Empire, the lion, according to the history books and the Bible. Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, Rome, the 2 feet, legs, 2 feet, 10 toes. Now the first, the head of gold is the lion, Babylon Empire. When looking at the history books and the Bible, we find that the first beast is known as the Babylon Empire. The Babylon Empire was known to be the Lion Empire. When looking at the following scriptures, there are references to this Lion Empire. Before we start to read and study these scriptures again, I need to draw your attention to the figurative speech therein. Jeremiah 4 verse 7. Jeremiah 4 verse 7. The lion is come up from the thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles on his way. He is gone forth from his place and made thy land desolated, and thy cities shall be laid waste without any head inhabitant. What do you think? A. The lions come up from the thicket. This is describing how King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came down like a lion upon Israel in Jerusalem. Like a lion from the thickened bush, suddenly. This is the main thing for a lion. It waits for its prey, and suddenly it attacks. And the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. This is referring to Israel becoming thy worshipping pagan and Gentile gods. It's one of the main reasons why Yahweh Almighty sent Israel in captivity for 70 years. The destroyer, the Lion Empire, the Babylonian Empire, came upon them. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate. This is exactly what King Nebuchadnezzar did to Jerusalem and surrounding cities. He demolished the temple and he demolished Jerusalem and the walls. The inhabitants and the surrounded cities. And thy city shall be laid waste. Understanding the history of Israel and the king of Babylon, which is King Nebuchadnezzar, it is well documented in our Bible how the city and Jerusalem lay wasted for more than 70 years. More than 70 years. Also after the Roman Empire, Emperor Titus, 70 AY, destroyed Jerusalem and burned the temple, that's the second temple, exiled the Israelites and Jews to other European countries, only to return to Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years later, when they returned in 1948. Later in the study, we shall discuss this in full. E. Without inhabitant. They were there. No. Why were there no inhabitants? Because all the people were captured by King Nebuchadnezzar. The line is referred to as Babylon, the head of kings. Nebuchadnezzar dreams. You remember he said he was the head, he was the gold, he was fine gold. Studying the next scripture will confirm in Jeremiah 15 verse 17. Jeremiah 15 verse 17. Israel is scattered sheep. Esau is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria had devoured him. At last, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has broken his bones. A. Israel is scattered sheep. The scripture also confirms that the nation of Israel at this time in history was like scattered sheep which is lost. They were for 70 years. The lions have driven him away. We know that this is figure of speech explaining how the season, explains how the nation of Israel was driven from their own homeland. C. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. This confirmed the fact that Israel was first suffering under the king of Syria. And last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Then later, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 570 BY, before capturing Israel, who were living in Jerusalem. As I've explained before, every one of these scriptures has a dual way of interpreting it. It remains your right to interpret it the way you wish or the way you believe. Instead, it is possible to even believe both interpretations, my interpretation and what the history book says. According to the history book, this first kingdom, the Lion Kingdom, existed, and I'm giving you the years. You can follow it on the internet or you can follow it in history books. But the Lion Kingdom existed between 609 BY to 539 BY. What is amazing is the fact that the Bible and the history books do not explain the two wings of the man's or the man's heart. When you look at the history books, it does not explain, and even the Bible, it does not explain the two wings of this beast that Daniel saw, or the man's heart, which is referred to in the original scripture. Why not? Because the beast, according to the revelation word of Yahweh Elohim, form part of war instruments which will be used at the Battle of Armageddon, when the earth will finally be destroyed by brimstone and fire. For many, many, many years of my life, I was seeking the truth about the Word. And today, being a professor in the eschatology, after 56 years of studying the end time, book Revelation, Antichrist system, New World Order, one monetary system, one government system, one religion system worldwide, and this is eschatology. There were things that we never had the answer for. Never. But as life goes on, on different stages in our lives, Yahweh placed different peoples in our path or on our path. Who knows certain information and which equip us with certain information? Now, we in this modern time can never take any credit. Never. After years of research and studying the book of Revelation and studying different material, which most of the time was three books, we never had internet and all this, we could from different sources compile different information and bring it together and say, but this is what makes sense. Isn't this what the word of Yahweh says it will be? This is what I've done with the four beasts. This is what I've done with the four beasts. I've used different resources many, many years ago. Because I'm preaching this for the last 40 years at least. And that's why some of the old pastors used to say, I'm half crazy. Doesn't matter. I'm crazy about you for sure. But because we are living in the time today, where we can understand when we look at a war plane, at a stealth, American stealth plane, one of the best in the world, and you look at other war planes, and we can understand that this instruments, war instruments, fits 100% with the vision that Daniel had. And when we look at the world history facts and history books, and even the Bible, like in Daniel's case, we notice that it says, he said that he never explained to him the man's heart. He never explains the man's heart to him. So, but today we understand that this lion and the technology that it has is capable of destroying cities, towns, places, disrupt people's lives, just like a lion can do. Now I want you to go and study verse 5. Go and see if you can find out what is the next three beasts. Now that you've got a bit of info about figures of speech, it should be much easier. I trust that this study has been a blessing unto you. Till next week, if Yahweh tarries to come in His will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.